Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
Well, good afternoon and welcome. It's good to be here with you today. Boy, time is flying. Can you believe it is Thursday the 10th already? Where did the day go, huh? Where did the time fly? You know, I just so grateful for the support that we've been seeing today across the board and looking forward to hanging out with you and getting you plugged in. We'll pray the chaplet in an hour, but of course, as I promised, you know, it's not all pitch. I know you hear a lot of ask today because we are in our winter pledge drive. We got a lot of news to get into. I'm going to tell you about the Super Bowl that's coming up and fill you in on some things you may not know that happened behind the scenes. So let's pray. Let's begin before we do anything else. I want to pray for you and your needs, for your intentions. And, you know, let's just turn to the Mother of God. We'll ask her intercession as the Mother of Mercy to intercede for you. Pray for that child of yours or that spouse or that financial problem you're dealing with right now or, you know, the difficulty that seems to have come your way. And put your trust in God. God exists. I had dinner last night with a friend. He's a priest. And Father Stephen, it was great hanging out with you. And we had dinner at the house here. And when he came back, we watched a couple different little videos on St. Faustina. And when I hear the revelations that come from Jesus and are revealed in that diary or revealed to St. Faustina about everything from heaven to confession to the reality of hell, to how important life is in terms of living, you know, for God, it just inspires me. So put your trust in God. He exists. He's not going to abandon you, and prayer moves the heart of God. It's what we're called to do. So let's turn to the Blessed Mother and trust in her powerful intercession. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. And I often think of Cana when I pray that prayer, how she interceded for that wedding couple, right? And Christ performed his first public ministry and he turned water into wine. And if you like wine, boy, that probably had to be the best wine someone has ever drank. The master vintner, you know, making that brew. So, hey, it's a lot to get into today. We'll pray more. We'll talk more about the faith coming up a little later. A lot going on in the world, though. I'm going to bring up the speed on a couple of new reports that are coming out regarding COVID. I don't know whether we're out of the woods with COVID or not. I kind of hope we are. I'm hoping as spring rolls around and summer's here, COVID will be a memory, right? But who knows? There may be some sort of new variant coming. The cases of COVID are dropping drastically. In fact, there are state leaders all around the country who are waking up and they're smelling coffee and finding out that the mandates that they've imposed, well, that's a bitter brew. It really is a bitter brew, and it's funny to see all these blue states. I look up and down the eastern seaboard, the western seaboard, and one state in the middle of our nation, Illinois. You know, all of these mandates. But starting on Monday, governors in New Jersey, California, Oregon, Delaware, Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts, and Illinois have announced, guess what? We're going to stop dropping the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates. You're not going to have to show proof of vaccination to go into this restaurant or have to wear the mask to go shopping. In the state of Illinois, the mask mandate ends, unfortunately, the end of the month for Illinoisans. So the 28th, you still have another month ahead of you. But some states are looking at mandates as early as the end of this week. You know, it's really weird, and you probably have seen this, or maybe you've heard some reports on this. You know, kids are the least likely to get sick from COVID, right, in terms of that demo. There are states that are still mandating, making sure the kids have to wear their masks, you know. Some states lift the mandates for kids in school. Not all of them. New York and Illinois are going to be lifting the indoor mask mandates, except for kids in school. And they're saying that kids are having cognitive problems. You know, they're having trouble in terms of development and communication and empathy and a whole litany of other things because of this lack of being able to read somebody else's, you know, face. So we'll see how it pans out in the long run. But these moves, they come as voters appear to be favoring the Republican Party in the midterms in November. And you have to look at what happened in the state of Virginia with Youngkin. He says, hey, let's let parents, let's let schools make these decisions. And I think a lot of Democrats saw how they got beaten, right? How they got pounced. And now they're saying, well, you know what? Maybe we should take a chapter out of that book. States like Florida and Texas have long had optional masking, and people have seen that their COVID numbers were pretty much the same as those where masks were mandated. And they were putting two and two together. But the CDC, the Center for Disease and Control and Prevention, they're not buying it. You know, where's the CDC on this? So the White House, of course, is going to follow the CDC's recommendation. Yesterday, the director there, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, she said that even though cases and hospitalizations are dropping, we're not there yet. And she and other members of the White House COVID task force say, actually, they gave no hint of indications when they think that's going to be the case. So how long have we been doing this? It's been a long time. I don't know if you're as frustrated as me. I know some people aren't. Some people love it. You know, other people are saying, gosh, I just, I'll tell you a true story. I mean, I the network headquarters for Relevant Radio is located in the state of Illinois. And I came to broadcast, and when I got out of my car, I had to go to the store. I had to turn around, walk back to my car, forgot the mask. I had to go to the hardware. So many times I got out of my car, walked to the front door and said, oh, I forgot a mask. The state of Wisconsin, you know, doesn't have that you know, mask mandate, and their neighbors to the north. But, you know, restrictions have had a global cost for the U.S. every year, too. The Economist magazine, they rank the world's democratic countries on how free they are. This year, the Economist Intelligence Unit, guess where they placed our country? Now, we are the home of the free, right? Land of the brave. We are the greatest nation, the freest in the world, I would hope, right? This year, they placed us at number 26. Not even in the top 10, not even in the top 20. We fell a spot from the year before, and it's mostly because of the COVID restrictions. But you also have to wonder about their listings. I mean, you want to know what the top 10 freest countries are? Take a guess. You know, and I'll give them to you according to the ranking. This is, again, from The Economist. Norway, number one. New Zealand, Finland, Sweden, Iceland, Denmark, Ireland, Taiwan. What really surprised me is Australia, and then Switzerland. So, to me, it's totally head-scratching, because we all know that New Zealand and Australia, both of them impose, I think, perhaps one of the most draconian restrictions on people's movements over the last 2 years, with the ALCEs going so far as to arrest people, right, who weren't vaccinating, putting them in internment camps. So I don't know how they made the list. I'm not sure what their criteria was. Ireland wouldn't let people go to church. How's that free? You got arrested if you did. So, I'm just throwing that out. That's a report I saw on The Economist. I don't know how they define freedom, but some of the top 10 really, really surprised me there. One final thought on this, and you can sound off too. Feel free to join me anytime here. 888-914-9149 to get in on the conversation. But people are getting fed up with these the mandates. I don't know if you are or not. Again, I don't want to speak for everybody. I'm a little frustrated by them. I'm ready just to move on. I think a lot of people are. They just want to move on. You know, they're getting fed up with inflation, right? The high cost of gas, the high cost of groceries. National average right now in the country is $3.40 a gallon, and it's biting. There was a bill introduced in the Senate by two Democrats that could ease the pain, and this sounds great if it gets passed. Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, and of course Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, they're proposing that the U.S. suspend the federal gas tax for the rest of the year. All right? Suspend the federal gas tax for the rest of the year. You know how much that translates into? Knock about 18 and a half cents a gallon, you know, off the cost of your gas there. It's 18.4 cents a gallon. But again, that money, that tax, it goes towards building and repair and maintenance for federal roads and public transit. So I don't know whether it's going to get support or not. We're having this infrastructure problem. Remember, Pittsburgh's bridge just collapsed. So one final note. I don't know who you're rooting for on the Super Bowl. A friend of mine will be watching a game with him over the weekend or this coming Sunday. And he said, who are you rooting for? Because, you know, I don't know. Matthew Stafford, who had a long run with the Lions, had such a, you know, he's such a great quarterback, but boy, he had a rough run. So, and he's a nice guy. You almost want to root for him. But then the underdogs are Cincinnati, right? And I like to root for a team that's not been in the Super Bowl in, what, 40 years? I don't know how long it's been. 1988, however long that was. It's been a while since they were there. But, you know, coming this weekend, of course, the big game is underway. The archbishops of those two cities, they had a little friendly bet amongst each other. Archbishop Dennis Schnur of Cincinnati, and, of course, his Archbishop Jose Gomez of Los Angeles are going to send a lot of food from local eateries. Archbishop Gomez, if he loses, is going to send baked goods from Porto's Bakery. And if the Bengals beat the Rams, the great Archbishop from that city is going to send his brother in Los Angeles a crate of Grater's ice cream. I certainly hope, you know, if I was the bishop, that the Bengals would lose. I'd love a crate of ice cream. So we'll see what happens. But I'm going to root, I think, for the underdog this Sunday. But on top of that, in addition to ice cream and food, they're going to be donating money to the Catholic schools. Both have made a $1,000 contribution to a fund called the Bishop's Big Game. And they're encouraging people to go to bishopsbiggame.com and make a contribution as well. So great calls, a lot of fun, gives you something to root for, a little bit of skin in the game, even if it's just for some ice cream. I've got to take a quick break here. When we come back, let's talk more. We got a lot to get into. In fact, speaking of the Super Bowl, there's a dark side to it. When I come back, I'll tell you what often happens around the Super Bowl. It's not all about commercials and football games and ice cream. There's a darker side. I'll fill you into something that surprised me when I first learned of it, and I try to share it with you every year. So I'll get you plugged into that when I return.
Your news. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio. Your news now.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, CEO of Relevant Radio. If you're a newer listener to Relevant Radio, I'm a numbers guy. I worked as an accountant before becoming a priest. We have a need this week of $3 million, which sounds like a lot, but that's only 17 cents an hour per person listening to us. That's amazingly inexpensive and efficient. We do our very best to use the financial resources that you bless us with wisely. One way you can help us save some money is by becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. You give a set amount every month to Relevant Radio, and that saves us money by reducing the amount of mail we send out. Please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society today. You can join us for as little as $25 a month. In this hour, we have matching funds. You can give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or if calling is your only option, give us a call right now at 877-291-0123. Please give from the heart.
Give from the heart right now. Thank you, Father. 877-291-0123. Or you can touch a heart, change a soul by getting a hold of us at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Make a gift in any amount. It can be $5 or $10. Some of the biggest gifts that we've ever had have been from folks who have been, you know, unemployed or really struggling and only had a few dollars to spare. And they called us up and they gave it to Relevant Radio to help keep this mission going, because it supported them so much at that particular time. 877-291-0123. Give on the app, tap the app, or go to relevantradio.com. And Drew, we need, let's see, what should we say this hour? I think 250. Let's go for 250 gifts this hour to get this pledge drive moving and grooving. 3 million is what we need by tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock Central Time. And I'd have to look back on my computer here. I think we're probably sitting at 55%. We're at 55% right now. We should be way past 55 right now. So we are behind. Wow. We do need your help. We have a lot of ground to make up to hit that 3 million by tomorrow afternoon. So please consider what you can do, and then get a hold of us at relevantradio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123.
Neil, I haven't even looked today at where we are. We're only at 55%. Boy, that's striking. We need 250 people now to make that call if we're going to get to our goal. I know many of you have already given, and I'm grateful for that. If you can give again, or if you've never given and you enjoy what you hear here, you enjoy the news, the issues, the faith, the education, the inspiration that you get, there's not a better organization to support. Your donation is tax deductible. It gets matched dollar for dollar. And I'll tell you what, you'll be blessed for doing it. The number, 877-291-0123, or maybe try online at relevantradio.com or use your mobile app. If you do that, we'll send you an MP3 of Father Kubicki's talk on confession. You'll love it. It'll inspire you. It'll give you a deeper appreciation for it. In fact, I'll play some of that coming up for you a little bit later. But please, do us a favor. Call now.
And we do have terrific gifts online. Thank you, gifts. For example, the $50 giving level, a framed Stations of the Cross. This is absolutely stunning. The 14 stations surround a beautiful picture of the risen Jesus. And that is yours at the $50 a month giving level, $600 over the course of the year. Giving level to consider, give us a call, 877-291-0123. Matching funds, we have this hour for you. Give on the app or at relevantradio.com.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and on the Relevant Radio app.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling.
Yeah, don't stop believing. I'm believing in you. I'm grateful for you. Thank you for supporting us here at Relevant Radio. We're only here because of generous listeners like you. And that's the bottom line. That's the truth of this. And again, I just cannot thank you enough for the support and the love that you've shown us. You know, over the years. I know many people have been long time supporters of this particular apostolate, and we are really grateful for that. I want to share with you something that goes on this weekend, and maybe when you hear it, you can pray for it. Maybe you can, you know, I don't know, make a sacrifice or just realize, you know, how horrible this is. And if there's any way that you can make a difference, please do. You know, as the Super Bowl closes in, there's always concerns about something that happens behind the scenes. And I know this seems like something that doesn't happen in your backyard, but believe it or not, it does. It's called human trafficking, sex trafficking. I was shocked. I had a great conversation with a woman who... her name was Colleen Stratton. I'm going to play some of the audio for her. I spoke to her a couple years ago. What shocked me, I was broadcasting out of the Green Bay studios at the time. She told me she was trafficked no more than a couple miles from there. And she says, people don't think it happens in their backyard, but it does. When there's a major sporting event like this, pimps make a lot of money by prostituting women. And those women are often acquired through trafficking. And of course, it's not the only time that it happens. It happens all year long, but traffickers do take advantage of the tens of thousands of people that are gathered in a party-like atmosphere and a lot of testosterone around, and they ply their wicked trade. But unfortunately, there are some advocating for what they call sex workers. But I saw a piece in the Washington Post recently. They ran an article with this headline. The headline was, "Increased sex trafficking during Super Bowl is a dangerous myth." And these LA sex workers say, I don't believe that. What you find out as you read the article is that those so-called sex workers are really concerned about losing business. That's why, according to The Guardian, which helps rescue people from trafficking, right, from these situations, it is the fastest growing criminal industry in the world. That's, you know, buying and selling people is the fastest growing criminal industry in the world. That's twisted. That's sick. Humans are not reusable commodities. You know, the average age of those who enter the sex trade, take a guess. If you guessed 15 years old, you're right. 15! You don't have a driver's license at 15. And it's believed actually to be younger for males, which is shocking. Sex trafficking has been reported in all 50 states, and you tend to think it's hidden, but 55% of survivors report that they've attended school at some point during their exploitation, you know? 44% of the victims reported that no one ever reached out or offered them help. You know, never. Yeah, 26 reported rarely being offered help. So if you don't think it can happen, I want to say it can. In fact, listen to this conversation from a very wounded woman, a very beautiful woman, who is now, after being abused, helping other women find freedom and healing. This is part of a conversation I had with Colleen Stratton.
She, at the very young age of 5, was sexually abused by an older man, and turned to self-mutilation and cutting, and then to numb the pain, turned to drugs and to alcohol, was in and out of psych wards. Ultimately, fled and ended up in Florida, where she became homeless. And from the streets, she met a man who invited her to come back to his home where other women were staying, and ultimately got her hooked on heroin and turned her into a prostitute, sent her out to the streets. And he would psychologically and physically abuse her.
He did the breaking process on me, and that would be things like he didn't allow me to sleep for long periods of time. Wow. He would withhold these drugs and alcohol from me until I was in this state of physical detox and so sick, and then he would give it to me. He would lock me in dark closets for hours on end. All of the girls were cut with 3 razor marks on their upper arms to say that we were his property. That's
branded
how we distinguished. I had cuts on my arms from cutting myself as a child, and he would take cigarettes and put them out on my arms, and he would say, nobody's going to believe that you didn't do that to yourself. You know, he would just do things that would make me question my sanity, and that's what instills that fear, and that's what keeps the girls locked into this. You know, I had been in jail so many different times before, and I would always make fun of the people who went to Bible study and the people that wanted to talk to the jail chaplain and everything. Well, this time around, I was detoxing, and so the only thing that you get in a cell when you're detoxing is a Bible, and I was so sick and just hallucinating and a mess. And so I can remember opening that Bible, and I never read the Bible before on my own, so I just let it fall to wherever it may, and I will never forget the passage that it fell to. It was out of the Book of Lamentations, and it says, I remember the bitterness and the gall. I remember my wandering, and my eyes are downcast within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And in that moment, in reading that, I knew that God was real, that he was there, and that he was my hope, that I was not too far gone, that there was true hope for me. It was like he made those words just come alive, and before I knew what I was doing, I was banging on the door telling the guard, I need to see the chaplain. And so he brought the chaplain in, and this man, his name is Chaplain Rick. I'm so honored that I still have a great relationship with him today. And he remembers me back then, and he always says that when he first saw me that I looked like a wild animal. And I'm sure that is a good description. But he led me in making a choice that would forever change the course of my life. And that choice was to truly invite Jesus into my heart and to say, you know, Lord, I need you as my Savior, as my Lord. See, I had known for so long that my life was out of control, that I needed saving. But I just didn't seem to know how to see past that torment in my mind and that darkness that was chasing me enough to be able to find him. But it was like that day I didn't have to find him, because Chaplain Rick just brought that very real, that power and presence of God to me. And in doing so, in doing that, he pointed me to the only one that could truly save me. And that was the beginning of my healing, when I started to look to him, you know. And it's been a journey since then, but I can say that the Word of God has renewed my mind. My mind was so messed up. He has set me free. He set me free first on the inside. I can remember walking around in that jail stay thinking, man, I feel more free in here than I did on the outside for so long. And you know, that's who Jesus is. He takes those chains and he breaks them. He takes those shackles and he rips them off. And it's like he took those scales off my eyes and I could see rightly for the first time in years.
That is Colleen Stratton, just a woman who's been through terrible abuse and has now found freedom. So say a prayer during the Super Bowl for many of those women who are being trafficked. I have to take a short pause. Got a lot to get into today. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
And Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani for the rest of this hour. And we are asking you to give from the heart. We have a dollar for dollar match in play for the next 33 minutes. And we need to hear from you. Again, we are way, way behind where we should be at this point in the pledge drive. We're only at 55% right now. We should have hit 50% by noon Central Time yesterday. So we have a lot of ground to make up. Please help us make up that ground right now by getting a hold of us at 877-291-0123 or giving online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. And Drew, this will help us out a little bit. We heard from Jane in Wisconsin, and she has just dropped upon us $5,000.
Wow. Thank you, Jane. Thank you. Wow, that's incredible. We that gets matched dollar for dollar, right?
It does. So that five from Jane becomes $10,000. What can you do for Relevant Radio right now during our Gift from the Heart Pledge Drive? Maybe it's not a $5,000 gift, but maybe $50, maybe $500. Whatever you can do in any dollar amount will be matched now, 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or on the app. And Jan has a message she passed along as well. She said, Relevant Radio saved her life. All the knowledge that existed that she was unaware of, and which is making her path in life so much easier now. She says she only wishes that she would have been exposed to the truths of the Catholic Church earlier in her life. And boy, I can relate to that. Jane, thank you again very much for your generosity to Relevant Radio. And again, we need to hear from everybody right now. All hands on deck. Help us change some more lives. Help us save some more marriages with your gift to Relevant Radio. RelevantRadio.com, on the app, or 877-291-0123.
And Neil, that's really what this is all about, if you think about it. I mean, lives are being impacted in ways that we will never know. We'll never, ever know. And if you're listening to Relevant Radio and you have contributed to us in the past to keep listener support at Catholic Talk Radio on the air, then you made that difference. That you know, you get the check mark in your column. When you stand before God, you'll see the ripple effect of that act. If you've never given, I invite you to call right now, 877-291-0123, and make a pledge and see what happens in the days ahead. You're going to see how God blesses you. Trust me, you're going to see how lives are impacted. You're going to see the good that Relevant does. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Neil?
And Drew, we have about 65 gifts in so far this hour. We are looking for 250 this hour. Please help us out. Be one of the 250. Get a hold of us at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Yeah, thank you for giving. Thank you for your generosity. I cannot thank you enough for it. Of course, this is our winter pleasure. We're almost done. I was a little shocked, to be honest with you. I don't know if you are a regular listener to Relevant or not. You know, every day I try to get you plugged into the most important issues of the day, give you a moral perspective on those, bring to you some of the brightest thinkers, and be honest about what's happening. Try never to be partisan. I know sometimes people think you're partisan, but, you know, I think as Catholics, our view crosses both sides of the aisles, doesn't it? I would argue that. I mean, and some issues are not faith-based issues. Some are prudential matters, where you let reason and logic and, you know, your own evaluation determine where you stand on that aisle. And that's what life's all about. That's the beauty of it. And that's what we do here day in and day out. You know, I just think about the coverage we've been able to give to you for COVID over the past, oh gosh, 2 years now. It's been amazing. It's a constantly evolving, ever-changing story, right? Divine Mercy. You know, I've been able to bring you that book and to talk a little bit about the revelations of St. Faustina and to pray every afternoon. We're going to do that in about 35 minutes or so, we'll pray. You know, we've been able to look at the most important issues within the church, within the economy, you know, within the culture, within the world of politics. And I just think that makes Relevant just such a unique platform because, you know, you may love Fox News and conservative talk or whatever. There's plenty of that out there. You might love liberal media. You may love, MSNBC or CNN. And there's plenty of that out there. I just think there's so little, you know, moral radio is what I want to call it, Catholic radio, where it's not about the flag. It's not about the party. It's not about the elephant or the donkey, right? It's about the principle. It's about the principles Jesus taught and how they should be applied. It's about the dignity of the human person. A lot of these issues fall under that light. And I just, I think Relevant, this is my personal opinion. You're more than welcome to join me and let me know what you think of Relevant. I think Relevant was called forth by God. And I think it was called forth at this particular moment in time. You know, I look back at these centuries, right? You take a look at what happened in 1917 with the Fatima Seers. God clearly called them forth to call the world to pray especially the rosary, because they saw the Virgin warned of the rise of atheistic communism. We saw what happened, right? On the heels of those famous apparitions, Jesus himself appears to St. Faustina. And he gives her this beautiful message of divine mercy for us at this time. And he even told her, he says, this is the message, this is the devotion for these particular times. And he says, I come first as a merciful Savior, but after that, I come as a just judge. Woe to those of you who do not recognize this time of my visitation. We have rejected God on so many levels, so deeply, so profoundly. You know, I was sharing with you, I had dinner with a priest last night, and, you know, he was back at the home, we were watching some stuff on Divine Mercy, and one of the things I saw, and it struck me, because I said, is that in the diary? I didn't realize this. You know, Faustina had this encounter with these dark demonic spirits who came hissing, and of course, you know, she was praying for the deathbed, and they came as these dark, howling dogs, and they were going to tear her apart. They threatened to do that to her, right? In fact, Maggie, you know, maybe I'll find that piece of audio for you, and we'll play that. Maybe I'll play that coming up. It was a great piece, and you know, she asked, where do so many demons come from? And you know, I thought, you know, the bowels of hell or some statement like that. You know what the demon revealed to her? He says, we come from human hearts. We come from human hearts. And I think, I'm going to play the audio for you. I'm going to dig it up. I'll find the link for you at the next break, Maggie, and I'll try to get it to you. And we'll play this forever. I want you to hear it because I was struck by it. And I'm thinking, and the priest went on to say, when there's impurity, you lose chastity. When you lose chastity, you lose charity and love and everything else. And there's so much impurity in the world. There's so, he says, you know, these guys who worked in the concentration camps, he was saying to me, you know, those who are being tortured, persecuted, wonder, God, how can you allow anything like this to happen? How can man become so inhumane to his fellow man? And the priest said there was some research done, and a lot of these guys were involved in some very deviant things. And, you know, when you allow darkness into your heart, when you allow sin to take root, it dims the conscience. It you know, darkens the mind, and it's never satisfied. And that's where these demons come from. And I think today more than ever, we're confronted by this dark reality. I'm definitely going to play that for you. I'm going to dig that up so you can hear it. But I think that's why relevance has been called forth, just as Faustina was called forth, just as the seers in Quibejo warned of a genocide. They were called forth. Today, Relevant Radio has been called forth with an urgent message to do what? To call people to purity, to call them to chastity, to call them to virtue, to call them back to the true presence of our Lord, both in the Blessed Sacrament and in the Sacrament of Reconciliation. These realities that we have forgotten, that we've abandoned. That's the crisis in the country today. You know, it's a catechetical one. And Relevant Radio is not a partisan network. It's a Catholic network that is trying to bring this truth, this reality to you. So I'm going to ask you right now, because I've got a few moments here. I'm going to ask you to call and make a difference if you could, okay? Could you make a small sacrifice? Make it a prayer. Say, Lord, for all the times I've offended you, for all the evil that is now looming, I want to put fuel in that lamp. I want to put gas in that engine. I want to make sure the Relevant Radio can continue to broadcast and bring you the truth to this culture, to help reform minds, to help convert hearts, to help vanquish evil. You can call right now, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Make that pledge. It's tax deductible and it's matched right now, dollar for dollar. You can also go online to relevantradio.com, relevantradio.com. And if you might be new to this network, we're listener supported. And the reality is, in the days ahead, you're going to see what your gift does. You're going to see the lives that have been changed. You're going to see the souls that have been touched. You're going to see how God uses your gift and your generosity and how you'll be rewarded for it. You know, you never can outgive God. You can never outgive God. He always gives back in one way or the other. In fact, speaking of St. Faustina, and I don't mean to go off on her all the time. I speak so much about her. This priest, again, I really enjoyed my conversation with him last night. I forget what saint it was. I don't think it was St. John Bosco. It was one of these saints who was given a glimpse of heaven in a dream or by location or whatever it was, some sort of encounter. And the beauty of it was just awesome. I mean, he couldn't believe how incredibly magnificent it was. You know, St. Paul tells us no eye has seen, no ears heard the beauty that awaits those of us who are faithful to God. And the other saint said to him, no. We're nowhere even near heaven. This is the outer banks, if you will, to what awaits us in heaven. There's this constant, ever-giving, ever-changing joy, this fullness, this love, this exquisite reality that awaits us. And what he saw was so magnificent, so beautiful, he couldn't believe that there'd be anything greater than that. But that was the reality of it all. And that's what awaits us. That's what it's all about. That's what your gift does. You build up that heavenly treasure. And Faustina, boy, she would have suffered all the martyrs, all the martyrdoms of all the martyrs combined, she said, if it meant moving one degree closer to God in heaven. That's part of the great mystery that awaits us. Let me take a short pause. When I come back, let's talk more. There's room to get in. Neil's been asking for 250 calls. We're going to pray the chaplet in about 19 minutes. I'd love to see you get in right now. We could use you. And, you know, you're supporting a very unique platform, one that gives voice to all, you know, all good causes, you know, to the cause of life, to the cause of education, to the cause of justice, to, you know, those who are being trafficked, to our bishops, to truth. That's what you're doing. So call right now, 877-291-0123. I'll be right back.
Tell one friend about the Chaplet of Divine Mercy and invite them into the loving arms of Jesus. The Chaplet of Divine Mercy begins soon on Relevant Radio.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
First time I listened to your program, and it struck me. Did he mention that I was missing the spiritual part of my career? And when you said, write a memo to St. Joseph to ask for a new job, your dream job, the same day, I went home, write a memo to St. Joseph, go to my little altar that we have at home, put it beneath the statue that we have for St. Joseph. The same week, I got four calls for four job interviews. And the following week, I was hired for the job that I have right now, and pretty much is my dream job. Thank you very much on behalf of my family.
Professor Hare, you talk about a miracle moment. Thank you, Juan.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Yeah. Some people say miracles don't happen anymore. Really? They must not be listening to Relevant Radio because they happen every day around here. 877-291-0123. You can give from the heart online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. And let's make some more miracles happen, huh? Give us a call right now. We have a match in play for at least for the next 15 minutes, a 100% dollar-for-dollar match. Whatever you have to give, it will be doubled right now at relevantradio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123. We're about 15 minutes away from praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, and I want to say, yeah, we're just a little over 100 gifts in this hour. We are looking for 250 before the top of the hour, and we know we can do that, especially with the website and the app. So please do give at relevantradio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123. If you just joined us, we're only at 55% of our need of $3 million by tomorrow evening. So we are way behind where we should be right now. We really do need your help in any dollar amount. Could be $3, $5, $15. If everybody does something, as Father Rocky says, we will get there. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123. This is good news. Drew, I have an announcement that you're going to like.
Digame, tell me, what's up?
Mark from Iowa just donated $5,000. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. That becomes $10,000 thanks to that matching funds. Woo! We have that match for how much longer, Neil?
We have that match at least for the next 14 minutes or so. Mark in Iowa says he loves Relevant Radio. He listens all day, and he does join us every single night for the Family Rosary across America. Thank you again so much, Mark. And if you want to join Mark in any dollar amount, it will be doubled. Give on the app. Give at relevantradio.com or 877-291-0123, Drew.
877-291-0123. Thank you very much for your generosity. We're going to pray coming up in just a quick second. There's room for you right now, and we could really use you. As Neil pointed out, we're 55% towards goal. Hey, look, we're more than halfway through this day. Tomorrow's the final day. We need Relevant Radio more than ever. If you can do anything, now is the time to make that call. Pick up the phone. Join us at 877-291-0123. 800-283-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Neil?
America needs Relevant Radio. All you have to do is look at the news headlines and you get that question answered quite quickly. Give us a call. Make a gift at 877-291-0123.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, Maggie, you can hear me, right? Maggie Mang, just sent you two clips. Do me a favor. Check the last one and listen to it. And if it's what I was just talking about, grab it, and I'll play that on the air. It's one of the two. One is Faustina's encounter with hell. The other, she was at the deathbed of a dying man, and I think that's the clip I was referring to, where the demons came and had this conversation with her. So, see the last link that I just sent you. And see if we can pull that up, and maybe I'll run it in this particular hour. It's about 13 minutes before the top of the hour. Thank you for your calls. I'm looking at the phone right now. 63, 64 calls, 67 now, 68, 69 calls. This is fantastic, and we're moving towards that big number. Online giving is a great way to give, so please do that. Let's make this a big hour, dollar for dollar match. Right now, we're getting close to the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. You know, if we only realize, and I sometimes, you know, I think about generosity. It's a challenge sometimes when you're presented with a need, and you're like, I really don't want to give right now because I've got other bills or other needs, or I know this is a good cause, or I know this person needs it. In the human part of me, you know, it starts to say, no. But my heart always says, Drew, you'll never outgive God. So give, right? I think it's one of the great tests of life. It really is. You know, have you met anyone that was so kind and generous to you that you'll never forget about what they did for you for the rest of your life? There are a couple people in my life who were so incredibly generous that they profoundly impacted me. And now I, in turn, they've opened my heart so that I can now be generous as well. I know you probably have as well. They, you know, they made a difference in your life. Maybe they made you believe that not everybody is stingy or greedy, right? They somehow showed proof that their faith in God is real, right? Don't you want to be somebody like that? I hope you do. I hope you will. I hope you, you know, I believe you want to be that person. And generosity is so key, so key. Because it really reveals the heart of the giver. And generosity, I think, is both a spiritual gift. It's also a spiritual discipline. And it's something that in the world today that we sometimes lose our way on. In the books of Acts, I think it's Acts 20, somewhere around there, you know, Paul recalled what Jesus said to him. And this is such a famous saying, and you'll know it when I say it. It's more blessed to give than to receive. My father used to say that all the time. You know, a generous man will himself be blessed, for he shares, you know, what he has with the poor. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. You'll never be able to outgive God, ever. You know, you should give what the Lord is calling you to give. If you feel that pull in your heart, be a cheerful giver. You'll be blessed by it, and you'll be glad you did. Maggie, you worked with Dave Ramsey's group for a while, right? And he was real big on giving. I know you and I have spoken about this in the past.
Yes.
What has he said about it? I know that you've got some sound as well.
Oh, he loves talking about generosity, and that's part of his Financial Peace University course. There's a whole lesson devoted to giving, and he calls it living like no one else so you can give like no one else. Wow. So actually, I found a great story that he likes to share to challenge people when he talks to, you know, churches and groups. And I thought you might like this. It's a good story, and it might be inspiration for anyone listening. So this is Dave Ramsey's Dare to Be Generous.
Generous people do wacky stuff with money. They have a different way of looking at things. Try this as an exercise. Easter or Thanksgiving, when you get ready to go to grandma's house on Sunday and have the big feast, put all the kids in the car and leave 30 minutes early so that you can do this. I want you to pull up in front of the window at Waffle House and park. And I want you to leave all the kids and family in the car and just tell the kids, look, it's like a TV screen, right? There's a window right there. Watch this. Go in, sit down at a chair or a table right in front of your car, and she'll come over and she'll pour you some coffee. I don't want you to stay long. You're on the way to Grandma's house. I sure don't want you to eat at Waffle House. You're on the way to Grandma's house, okay? But I do want you to get your cup of coffee. I want you to take three of these out. $100 bills with Uncle Benjamin Franklin's face on the front. Slip them under that saucer and slip out. Go sit down in the car. Hey, kids, put your screens down. Watch God show off. Look in here. Watch him. Here's what she'll do. I've seen her do it. She'll walk over and she'll pick it up. She's not sure it's real. It might be a trick, because it's been so long since anything good has happened to her. Because you know who's working in Waffle House on Thanksgiving morning? Somebody needs a job bad. They need that overtime. You just changed her net worth. And here's what she'll do. And even if she's not a person of faith, even if she prayed that morning or hasn't prayed in 20 years of mornings, she knows what human beings know what it smells like when they've encountered God. They can feel it, even if they're not walking with him right then. Generous people get the opportunity to breathe God on people. I dare you to have more fun with $300 than that. It doesn't get any better than that. That's about as much fun as you can have with $300. Put yourself in a position that you can do that as the rhythm of your life. And when your children are watching, you know what you'll raise? Little generous people.
Amen to that, huh? I love that. That was Dave Ramsey. And I just think about how lives are changed. I try to be as generous as I can. You know, when I go out, and I know you're probably the same way. We're wired to be like God, all giving, you know, to be altruistic, if you will. And I'm inviting you to do the same thing now. You can change a life. You know, your gift to Relevant Radio does that. It brings hope. It brings beauty. It brings truth. It brings love. It brings God into the life of others. Let your kids know what you're doing right now. Let them know. Say, I'm going to give to Relevant Radio, and here's why. Call 877-291-0123. We sometimes forget that nothing is ours, that everything we have, we've received, everything to the next minute, the next breath we draw, they're all gifts of God. Unfortunately, we become so enamored with his gifts that we don't possess them. They ultimately possess us, right? Our finances, our possessions, they own us. And we become slaves to the gifts of our God. Break free of those chains. Let's give back to God right now. Join me. Take advantage of the dollar for dollar match. Your gift will go twice as far. Lives will be impacted and changed. And then we'll pray the chaplet. We'll stop everything and we'll implore God's great mercy. But you can get in right now, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Cannot give God. Pick up the phone, make that call now. You'll be glad you did. And you'll be blessed.
And Drew, we only need 39 more gifts this hour. Give us a call, 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the app. Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani for the next 5 minutes or so. 5 minutes left to have your gift doubled. We don't know if we'll have matching funds next hour, but we have them now. So get a hold of us. Have your gift doubled. Support the mission of Relevant Radio. We sure do need your help. Again, we're only at 55% of our need of $3 million. Hopefully we've ticked up to 56% by now, but earlier this hour it was 55%. So get a hold of us, help us out. Your gift will be doubled at relevantradio.com, on the app, or at 877-291-0123. Need to hear from you, Chaplet Prayer Warriors, right now on the web or the app, or give us a call. Maybe coming up this weekend, one of the things that you are planning on doing is working on your taxes. Have you considered setting aside a portion of your taxes to support the work of Relevant Radio? We are a 501c3. We are a tax-deductible contribution. So please do consider setting aside a portion for Relevant Radio and helping create more miracle moments. Got a kick out of Lupe in California who called us. She, you know, made a donation, and she asked us to please pray that she find her missing tax papers.
So, wow.
Lupe needs some prayers to help find that tax return. But thank you for the gift, Lupe. And you can do the same. Give us a ring or make your donation online at relevantradio.com or on the app.
Now, we'll pray for that with the chaplain. Chaplain's unbelievably powerful in helping missing things get returned, whether they're papers, keys, or people. Yeah, it's a powerful hour, and I can't wait to pray. We'll do that in 4 minutes, but you can get in right now. Could you do me a favor? Quick, make that telephone call. Could you get in right now? Be generous. Change somebody's life. You know, generosity is such an important character trait of God. You know why? I was thinking about this as I was listening to Dave Ramsey there. It's the opposite of selfishness, you know, which along with pride are two, I think, of the most destructive sins that are out there. Selfishness promotes greed. It promotes stinginess and envy and hard-heartedness. Traits that destroy relationships. What does generosity do? Think about it. It's the opposite. It promotes giving and trust and mercy. And it puts others, you know, before you. It puts others' needs above your own. Traits that ultimately build relationships and makes you more God-like. And it's merciful. I know we're going to be praying coming up in a moment. There's plenty of room for you right now. If you can get in, please make that call at 877-291-0123. Take advantage of this dollar-for-dollar match. If you've got the time, though, go online and make a donation there or on the mobile app, because you'll get a free MP3 download. And that download is on Confessions done by Father Kubicki. You'll love it. This will really help you. I think one of the underutilized sacraments today is the sacrament of confession, and this will really open your eyes and touch your heart. And it's yours free. We want to give it to you. So please check that out. And one final thing, leave us your prayer intention, because we're about to pray, and I want to pray for you. 877-291-0123.
And Drew, we want to thank all of the brand new donors to Relevant Radio, including Tom in Philadelphia. He came in at the dollar a day level. Maybe that's something that you can do to help Relevant Radio. The dollar a day, Maritska in New York, a $30 gift becoming $60. Janet in Stockton, California joined Tom at the dollar a day giving level. David in Fort Myers, Florida, $30 becoming $60. And again, these are all new donors to Relevant Radio. Maybe you've never given before, but you've listened for a while. Come on in, join all these great listeners who are now giving to Relevant Radio. Susie in, Louisiana. It is L.A., $50 in California, that L.A., yes. Lewis in Tampa, $50 becoming $100. Thank you so much. Have your gift doubled by getting a hold of us right now. The Chaplet of Divine Mercy is coming up in just a couple of minutes. And please, while you're praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, pray for our success during this pledge drive, because we are way behind where we need to be right now. Get a hold of us on the app at relevantradio.com or Drew at 877-291-0123.
Neil, it's a great way of putting it. We need a miracle right now, right? And I'm always preaching about holding out a big cup. I'm doing that right now. If you could help us right now in this moment, before we start that chaplet, that would be fantastic. Call 877-291-0123 or go online to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. You'll be blessed. Trust me. And thank you.